Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, mit Sechtes Yevames, Perik Ches, Mishna Aleph. He Oral. This is a Kain who did not have Bris Mila. Now, no one did anything wrong. It's not that somebody wanted to avoid the mitzvah of Bris Mila. But this Kain had brothers who died when Bris Mila was done to them. That's called Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila. So therefore, the parents were told not to take a chance with the next child. But Lamaisa, he did not have Bris Mila. So he can't eat Truma. So He'aral, the Kain who didn't have Bris Mila, V'chalat Meim, and all Kehanim who are Tamei, Lo Yoichli B'Truma, they can't eat Truma. But Nesheyen, their wives, Vavdeyen, their Avadim, Yoichlu B'Truma, they can eat Truma. This person is a regular Kayan. He personally can't eat Truma. There's a problem. And until that problem is fixed, he personally cannot eat Truma. But it doesn't affect his ability to give a heter to his family to eat Truma. Weiter says the Mishnah, Pitzua Daka Ucherus Shafcha. This Kayan is a certain type of mum. And because of this mum, a regular Yisraelis is not allowed to marry them. Therefore, Hain, they, v'avdeyan, and their avadim yoichlu can eat. But in a Shein, their wives, lo yechelu, aren't allowed to eat. When a woman lives with a man that she's not allowed to live with, she becomes a chalala, and therefore she cannot eat truma. It is possible that originally when the Kayan married her, he didn't have this problem yet. And from the time that he had this injury, they were never together. If that's the case, v'imlo yuda, mishenase p'tsuadaka, when he became a p'tsuadaka, u'charus shavcha, harielu yuchelu, then the wives can still eat truma. So we learned in our Mishnah, a kohen did not have bris mila, or he's tameh, he can't eat truma, but that's a personal problem that he has. It doesn't affect his status as a kohen. His wives and his avadim can eat truma if he had a type of injury which prevents a bas yisroel from living with him. He and his avodim can eat, but his wife cannot.